50 miles upriver from Portland, in a place where every vehicle in town is stacked with kayaks, mountain bikes, surfboards, and snowboards, I'm here to see if one of these sports fits me. The local watering holes are full of beautifully fit young men and women, full of stories of near misses, daring deeds, and a mindset all of their own.
The reason the Hood River is so epic for us people and for this kind of lifestyle is that everything's so close. I can be on my windsurfer sailing in probably 15 minutes from here.
Most people that live here don't do one sport in a day.
Kayaking is my drug of choice. I need to have it in my life, and every day is different.
Kelly Murphy is a professional paddler at kayaking events around the world. She and her friend Tree invite me to go along and watch them run the river the next morning. Tree is a former Olympian who now owns a kayak shop with his brother. They give lessons to tourists and residents alike. We're on the banks of the White Salmon River, where Kelly and Tree are stretching into full-body dry suits of Gore-Tex and neoprene. They have to stay warm. After all, this river was a glacier just a few hours ago. The river is a stairway of basalt rocks and cascading water. Golden leaves over emerald moss are surrounded by ferns, and a canopy of trees overhead protects this magical place. Kelly and Tree strap on their crash helmets. They wriggle into their tiny boats that are painted like tropical fruit. I'm not sure I could even get into one of these dang contraptions.
My last boat was Wilma. I'm going with like the Flintstone kind of deal, and this one's Betty. My next one's going to be Pebbles. They're always females, always.
You ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
Let's go get wet.
All right.
They push off the rocks like seals plunging into rushing water. Tree has agreed to wear a waterproof microphone attached to his dry suit, giving us a play-by-play.
Here we go. Down the next drop. Over the tide rock. That was a wet one. 100 yards downstream is Maytag Rapids. Maytag got its name for the power of its hydraulics and its ability to thrash kayakers end over end over end.
Tree maneuvers his way into place for his run of Maytag. From the bank where I'm standing, it looks more like a waterfall than a rapid.
Wow. Kelly just took a dip. Now he's going down. Oh, wow.
I was just flipped by the power of the current, and I found myself upside down, gasping for breath. The first thing that popped into my head was air. I need air. Swallowed by the current, I was not prepared. I set up for my roll, back to life, back to the surface world. I was thrilled. Let's go for another one.
Let's go for another one, and another one, and another. That's the play of pure exhilaration in the clutches of primordial nature. So as Kelly and Tree wave goodbye and disappear around the next bend for another one, their smiles are as broad as the river and as wide as the churning water.
Hal, this is just an amazing river. Next time, you're coming with.
I don't think so. I'd say a canoe on a placid lake is more my style. I'm Hal Cannon for The Savvy Traveler.
Whitewater kayaking isn't for everyone, but Hood River has many calmer waters to paddle on, as well as places to rent equipment and take lessons. Each July, Hood River hosts the Gorge Games, where you can see the best kayaking, windsurfing, and mountain biking in the country.